This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Building Political Clout from Scratch. The last session on this tour of Milwaukee and Imani United's steadily progressing leadership development had a curious title, Platform. Curious because the organization had a fairly detailed issue agenda formed over recent years. Much of the scope of my work with them initially had been helping them construct programs and campaigns to put the platform expressed into action. Once the leaders were assembled, it became clear that the real topic was how to get others, especially public figures, to take the organization and its issues seriously. Elections for city and county offices from the top executive posts down the ballot, including aldermen and county council members, were set for early in the coming year. Filing was right after the beginning of 2020, followed by a mid-February primary and an early April general election. The question before Imani United was really the classic one. How does a nonpartisan community organization build power for the powerless? A default option is usually holding a community forum, and that made sense here as well. It's an opportunity to showcase organizational issues and ask candidates to respond and make commitments. As usual, easier said than done. The organization had tried one with a partner organizations in the past and watched as two critical problems developed. At one level, the meeting was hijacked by an outside group whose questions then sucked up all the air in the room, allowing all candidates and officials to walk out glad-handing. On the other level, the outreach effort was weak, giving outsiders and officials the opportunity to ignore the community because it was disorganized and not present in force. Lesson learned, get ready for the next test. The plan became to utilize the regular monthly meetings on the first Saturday of every month to invite existing elected officials, including the three aldermen who represent different pieces of the Imani neighborhood, to come to a portion of each meeting in the last half hour to answer questions. With seven Saturdays between now and filing, members would have an opportunity to measure responses of existing candidates in advance and by the invitation. Their new unity and clear questions send a message that there's a new game in town this time around with Imani United. There's also a regular meeting on a fixed Tuesday every month, which would give Imani an opportunity to also invite rumored and prospective candidates to come to meet the members and get on record on Imani issues as well, offering more bites at the apple. Additionally, killing two birds with one stone would help attendance. Once the outline of the plan was fixed, then the discussion became about voter registration deadlines for the election and how to take advantage of new legislation in Wisconsin allowing same-day registration as the election. Imani produced 98% turnout of all eligible voters in 2008 when Obama was on the ballot, so it's already proven that when it cares about issues and candidates, they are unbeatable. The emerging platform plan will allow them to remind officials to pay attention. This plan isn't enough to build power for the powerless, but coupled with a steady diet of campaigns and actions on the drawing board and already being put in practice, look out Milwaukee or whatever community and city that's willing to do the work to win with people power. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.